First of all, I want to say what a delight it's been to work with Ms. Napolitano, who's given all of these bills a fair, a balanced, and complete hearing. We've got six water and power subcommittee bills before us today. They're bipartisan and well-intentioned, and they seek to stretch scarce water supplies throughout the Southwest. But I do have some serious concerns that I think need to be addressed in the near future. A generation ago, the principal objective of our water and power policy was to create an abundance of both. It was an era when vast reservoirs and hydroelectric facilities produced a cornucopia of clean and plentiful water and electricity on a scale so vast that many communities didn't even bother to meter. But the last generation seems to have abandoned this objective and replaced it with a very different philosophy that now dominates our public policy, that the government's principal focus is not to produce abundant water and power, but rather to ration shortages that government has caused by abandoning abundance as its primary objective. The result's increasingly expensive water and power that's now affecting our prosperity as a nation. We're no longer looking at cost-benefit analysis of which projects make economic sense and which do not. Instead, practicality has been replaced by an entirely new ideological filter. Those projects that ration or manage shortages are considered worthy regardless of their feasibility or cost, and projects that produce abundance are to be discouraged regardless of their economic benefits or simple common sense, which brings me to the fine point of the matter. Four of these bills deal with water recycling, trying to stretch dwindling supplies rather than to create new ones. The administration opposed these bills and was quite honest in their assessment. We've already authorized 53 such projects without the funds to finance them, with a resulting $624 million backlog. The bills before us today would add another four projects to the waiting list and roughly another $100 million to the backlog. And still there's no process for even prioritizing these projects. My biggest concern is that these four recycling bills are going to cost from a low of $980 per acre foot to a high of $5,400 per acre foot, and this is simply not fiscally rational, and it's certainly not fiscally sustainable. Now, I don't believe it's fair to oppose these bills today since there hasn't been a standardized framework with which to judge them. They've been in the process for some time, and there are no further bills behind them. But I do want to ask that after this batch of projects is added to a growing backlog of unfunded and fiscally questionable recycling projects, that we establish a rational standard for cost-benefit analysis for all future measures. I believe that could be as simple as simply requiring the Bureau of Reclamation to certify that the project is the least expensive alternative before federal funds may be released. Since we're approving these bills on a bipartisan basis today, I'd hope that we can work together in a bipartisan manner to assure that we're not mandating cost-prohibitive water recycling programs just because we like the general idea with no concern about the actual cost. Finally, we have two non-related bills introduced by Mr. Matheson of Utah, which I wholeheartedly support. One, H.R. 2008, clears the way for a 50-megawatt hydropower project. The other, H.R. 2950, allows the Wintall Water District to prepay its obligations to the Federal Treasury. This is in the interest of the district that can be relieved of interest costs and regulatory burdens. It's also in the interests of the nation at a time when we're running a catastrophic deficit. My only concern is that this should take an act of Congress. I'd hope that the law can be broadened to allow any district in similar circumstances to prepay federal loans or other obligations without having to beg Congress for special approval to do so. And I thank you for the time and yield back.